This is a concert that is truly inspired by nature. Music that is inspired by nature. And the first piece is actually, you probably think, why is that? How is that connected to nature? We're going to perform the Brahms Violin Concerto. And Brahms, I think, almost more than any other composer, especially from, you know, the Romantic period, is a composer that was so deeply inspired by nature. You hear like pieces like his first symphonies, even second symphony, some of his songs, and even the opening of the Violin Concerto. And you can just imagine yourself in big fields of nature and lakes.
The Germans love a long walk.
Right. and you can hear it in their music. And through Brahms, you experience that. So we're going to play one of the most important violin concertos in the repertoire. We have Simone Porter coming for that, who is absolutely amazing. I cannot wait to work with her. And then in the second half, we have probably a piece that actually been performed by the RSO maybe 20 years ago.
Okay.
It's by the Finnish composer, Ruta Vaara. Who died not so long ago, I think 2016. He's like the modern Sibelius. And the piece is called Cantus Arcticus. And in essence, it's a concerto for birds and orchestra.
So where are the birds coming from?
They're not coming to the hall, in case you're wondering. We're not bringing any birds. But these are live recordings of actual birds from a certain area in Finland. And it's different birds recording that are actually connected to each of the movements.
Wow.
It's such a meditative kind of piece for about 17, 18 minutes. There's nothing fast in this piece or violent, or it's just really meditation for that amount of time, being in nature and absorbing the sound of the orchestra as a representative of nature, alongside these recordings of different kind of birds. And I recently experienced a live performance for the first time with the Chicago Symphony, and the feeling that you get almost elevated from your seat in the concert hall, and you close your eyes, and it's just incredible. So I think that would be a very special performance. And we close the concert with, I think, one of the most incredible masterworks of classical music, especially in the 20th century. Again, we bring back Debussy, and it's his tone poem, if you wish, La Mer, the sea. Mm-hmm. And each one of those movements depicting different time or, of experiencing the sea. One is at dawn, waves at certain time of the day, the angry part of sea. It's an incredible work for orchestra, showcasing. It's a very large orchestra, and that will be a fantastic season finale.